Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Bloomberg Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can also hear market updates on demand? Simply tap on Bloomberg Market Minutes. The reports are updated every half hour. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
John Riding of RDQ Economics. You've had experience at the Bank of England, experience with the Fed. Can central banks, coordinated or uncoordinated, make this less of a crisis, whether it's Greece or it's Spain or it's the economic slowdown in the U.S.?
Well, they absolutely can. They can create enough liquidity if the ECB wants to go down that road. But you've missed out an important part about the Greek exit. The Greeks could have exited from the euro this week. But thanks to a fantastic goal by Karagounis, they amazingly beat Russia in the Euro 2012 and has advanced to the quarterfinals. And that's enormous for Greece.
It was a big deal for Greece, wasn't it?
And they now square off against Germany this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greece plays Germany?
Absolutely.
I did not know
this. It's like the debtor and the creditor.
Ken, jump in here. It's Greece and Germany this weekend. Nothing else matters. Show's over.
Well, John, this election is starting to remind me of the Robert Redford movie, The Candidate, where he wins an election to the U.S. Senate and then turns to his campaign manager and says, what do we do now?
Well, look, markets move so fast. Everyone wants to write off this weekend on the basis of the fact that the euphoria after the election in the futures market has faded in the cash markets overseas. Look at the rally we had in the U.S. last week. We were rallying strongly with falling volatility into this unknown event. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's the old adage? You buy the rumor, sell the fight. We wrote last week the most likely outcome was that New Democracy would be able to form a government with PASOK, and eventually they will.
Yeah, Victor, before you jump in, Sarah, Victor, I wanted you to show this. Here's Greece. Here's the test. Greek-German spread, bailout, salvation. Then up we go, worst situation, and then we roll over. And Sarah, this is the celebration. This is the celebration right now.
Yeah, and the question is, how much longer does it last? Citigroup just putting out a note saying they still see a 50% chance that Greece is going to have to leave, just perhaps not as soon as everyone thought.
Well, you've either bought time for a orderly divorce, or...
Is there such a thing?
Well, I don't know in the case of currencies, but certainly had the election gone the other way and Syriza had won, we'd have had something very disorderly. I'm not sure for Ken quite what the movie analogy to that one would have been, but it would have been pretty severe. So we've avoided that outcome. The Euro institutions move slower than the markets, and I think they will improve the terms for Greece once Greece has shown its willingness to do its part, and the Greek public has spoken. They want to stay in the Euro, and the politicians will have to.
Do they want a free lunch?
Do that. Of course they want. Who doesn't want a free lunch?
Let's look at this number. Victor, wander over here and look at this free lunch. Here, this is the improvement in Germany. Why should the Germans help the Greeks? This is the Euro story, less so America. Per capita German GDP a long time ago, 18,000 adjusted for inflation. That is German growth. What do you expect to be the response of Germany other than to take a three-day vacation to Mexico?
Well, I think firstly, the main thinking, as Sarah correctly pointed out, and he realized she was such an avid follower of the Euros, Germany has to beat
only
Greece,
during crisis.
And they will.
Yeah, let me interrupt here for radio. The German number in 89 was 18,000, make it 19,000 German GDP. It's now 25,000, a big improvement.
But Germany have been the major beneficiary out of the Euro. The Euro was brought together, it prevented the periphery from devaluing against the center. So locked in this currency union, Germany has been the major beneficiary. And the system is flawed. And it was flawed since inception without having the ability to rebalance balance of payments internally within the euro system. And eventually, Germany will have to find a way to pay. The key thing is you can't solve these problems overnight. And yes, I know we're 2 years into this crisis, but I firmly believe that between the bailout of the Spanish banks last week and 100 billion euro and what we've had from the Greek electorate this weekend, we have bought time for the institutions to come together. They have a meeting in a week or so of the finance ministers of the Eurozone.
Quickly, John, will
to go to the next part.
Will the U.S. do its part in this Fed meeting? Will we have QE at this Fed meeting?
I hope not. my best guess out of QE, out of this meeting, the path of least resistance is to extend Operation Twist for another couple of months. I think to come in now, maybe had we had a disaster scenario over the weekend, that would have happened. But I think think we get a let's wind down Twist rather than just going cold.
John Riding of RDQ Economics.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.